We're doing Mishneot Beitza. We're up to the second chapter of the sixth Mishnah. Shelosha Devarim Rabban Gamliel Machmir Kedivrei Beit Shammai. There are three things that Rabban Gamliel would do strictly in accordance with the opinion of Beit Shammai. Rabban Gamliel was the Nasi. He was the prince, and when he did something, it had great halachic weight. Number one, ordinarily we do not go with Beit Shammai's opinion. There are three things that Rabban Gamliel did act like the Beit Shammai, even though Rabban Gamliel himself was a descendant of Hillel. Number one, En tomenin tachamin miyom tov la Shabbat. That Beit Shammai hold that if you want to make an Erev Tavshilin, remember we discussed Erev Tavshilin, so they say you have to make an Erev Tavshilin with baked goods if you're going to have baked goods from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and with cooked goods if you're going to have cooked goods. That's what we do. When we make our Erev Tavshilin, we take, let's say, an egg, something that was cooked, and we take a matzah, something that was baked. So if you want to do hatmana, if you want to put something, conceal it in a heated location, something that will keep it warm, like you're going to put it in a bunch of cloth, or you're going to put it in a bunch of cotton or something to keep the heat, or in hot sand. So you have to have something already mutman from Erev Yom Tiv, just like you make an Erev Tavshilin for the baking and the cooking, so too you have to do it for hatmana. Yes, gentlemen, we all together? Okay. En tomenin tachamin miyom tov leShabbat. You cannot conceal hot things from Yom Tiv to Shabbos unless you prepared from Erev Yom Tiv and Erev Tavshilin for hatmana, for concealing foods in a hot location.
Then what's the example of Erev?
An Erev Yom Tev, you say, this is going to be my Erev Tavshilin. With this Erev Tavshilin, I should be permitted to do Atmana on Yom Tev for the sake of Shabbat. And then you do Atmana before Yom Tev on a food item going into Yom Tev. Then, Zokafin Tam Norabi Yom Tov, if you have a lamp that has parts that get like screwed in together, parts that it's made of parts, and you have to put the parts together. So if some of the parts came apart on Yom Tiv, so Beit Shammai say that is prohibited from putting back together again on Yom Tiv, and that's how Rabban Gamliel held. And Beit Shammai say if you want to bake bread on Yom Tiv, you have to put small loaves of bread that you lead on Yom Tiv. Beisel will say you can make a large oven filled with bread, because when you bake larger quantities of bread, the bread comes out tastier. If you bake only small rolls, there's more crust, it's not as tasty. You bake a nice big challah, even though you won't eat all of it on Yom Tiv, but what you do eat will be tastier. So Beisel will permit you to bake a larger loaf for the sake of having better bread. Amar Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said, it's not my own invention, mimen shel Beit Abba, from as far back from my father's house. They never used to bake big bread, only small bread on Yom Tiv. So they answered him, what can we do with your father's house? They might have been so stringent on themselves, but they were lenient in their teachings to Israel. They taught that you're allowed to bake large loaves of bread, and that's the halacha. They permitted people to bake large bread, and chori, which is a large piece of dough that was baked on the coals, because if you're going to bake that large piece of dough, you need a lot of coals, because the coals die out. And even so, they permitted it, because that's how it's tasty, and so that's the way we go. Rav Gamliel taught three things to be lenient as well. Mechabedin ben amitot, when they used
on the name of Shammai.
I don't think this is in the name of Shammai. These are three teachings that he taught to be makel. One is they used to eat on beds. They had these like beds that they'd lean on when they were eating. So ordinarily we don't sweep on Yom Tiv and Shabbos. We're scared that a person's going to flatten out the earth in his house, and that's prohibited. We're scared he's going to fill the holes and flatten out the earth. So today we have tiled floors. That's okay. Wow. But in their days, when the floor was earth, so then you could run into biblical prohibitions, so they didn't sweep their earth floors on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But he said you could be lenient to sweep ben amitot, between the beds, where you ate, where you have a bunch of crumbs. Over there, we're not worried you'll end up finding a hole that you'll fill, or flattening something out. He also said that we're lenient and we permit people to put incense on the coals on Yom Tov. And he permitted people to make a roast on the eve of Pesach, just like they would do in the temple. And he wasn't worried that people would come to thinking this was the temple sacrifice. Just because we're mimicking what's done in the temple doesn't mean people will err. And the rabbis prohibited all three. They said if you let people sweep, they will come to flattening, filling in holes. If you let people... you're not allowed to let people burn the incense, because that's not something that the average person likes. It's only spoiled people, so that's not included in the permissiveness of burning on Yom Tov. And if you let people roast things that look like the Paschal offering, people will start thinking that we're eating the Paschal offering outside the temple.